Today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I got news today at the Spit Valve Factory. You know I complain about my job all the time, and I'm wishy-washying back and forth because ultimately, and some of you have suggested this, hey Adam, you make good money, you know, we know you don't love your job, but a lot of us don't love our job and we don't make good money. So maybe you should find your happiness outside of work and just, you know, but I will say this, I do enjoy my job more when I'm getting good feedback. I mean, I know that's true for all of us, but I'm going to admit something. I don't handle negative feedback or the lack of feedback very well. So if I'm just going along and things are difficult and I'm getting no feedback at all, so that doesn't feel happy to me because I'm both stressed and nobody's telling me I'm doing a good job. But also, if I'm getting constant criticism, like I'm working really hard and I'm getting, it's not negative feedback necessarily, but I'm getting constant, like I spend, you know, days and days and days and weeks working on a document or a slide presentation or whatever the case may be, and I get negative feedback on it, my brain treats that as like rejection, air quotes. And you know, I don't like, nobody likes rejection, but I'm really like not a, I don't handle it well. And so I kind of swing back and forth. Like I'll be like, oh, I'm happy because I got positive feedback. So what I want to say is I'm happy right now because I've gotten a lot of positive feedback recently. I won an award. I mean, not an award, like, we did some work with the security team at the Spit Valve Factory, and they were recognizing folks who, you know, had helped out and done a good job. And the director of that area has been really complimentary of me and messaging me and saying how much she enjoyed working with me and how good of a job I did and how helpful I was and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, they had that thing where they gave us all these coins, and we know I love coins. And so that made me happy. And then on top of that, I've gotten some other feedback. And so today I'm in my meeting with my boss and she says to me, hey, I just want to let you know you're doing a fantastic job. And she always says that because I think she gets it that I need pep talks. Like it's just something I need. She says, you're doing a fantastic job. And I want to let you know that I am starting the process of nominating you for a promotion. So I'm not promoted today, but she is starting the process. Well, now what that means is it's months and months and months, because the way it works at the Spit Valve Factory is you get nominated and then there's only so many promotions available. So all the folks like fight each other to get their folks promoted. So your boss gathers ammunition, basically, like, oh, this and this and this and this and this are reasons why he should be promoted. And they arm wrestle in a back room, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know what happens. But, so she says, I just want to let you know, you know, she says, you're doing great. Like, keep doing what you're doing. And if I need anything from you, I'll let you know. But I just wanted you to know that I am nominating you, and this is what's going to. So anyway, the nominations are due by the end of December. So it's quite a long process. And then if I got promoted, I wouldn't actually get promoted until February or March. So it's going to be a while. But hey, just knowing that she's nominating me makes me feel so much better. You know, it still doesn't mean I love my job, but it means I feel appreciated for the work that I'm doing, which goes a long way. And, until I figure out what I want to do, why look a good position, you know, like a good paycheck in the mouth, basically. But anyway, so that happened. So I know I spent a lot of yesterday or all of yesterday talking about Mark's troubles with United Airlines. By the way, you should all tweet United and tell them they're horrible. No, I don't know. That won't help. But anyway, so there was a Gary says on Twitter, get Secretary Pete involved. He will help you. I feel like, you know, tweeting Secretary Pete. What, I mean, should I tell him, oh, by the way, we're gay. You should drop everything and help us. You know, I feel like our problems are a little bit below his pay grade, but I understand, you know, he is the transportation secretary. Kathy Bacon says, my last tweet would have been, or would be, you have left me no choice other than to seek legal counsel. It seems pretty cut and dry if they cannot give you the policy, air quotes, they are claiming exists. I'd sue for $10,000 for duress and inconvenience and attorney fees. Well, I mean, yeah, we probably could, Kathy. But again, the thing is, getting an attorney involved, first of all, you have to find an attorney who's actually interested in taking such a small case, which I assume is difficult, you know, because, and maybe there are attorneys that would, you know, really enjoy or really, you know, go right after that, be like, yes, we want to make $100 or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, maybe from all the legal shows that I watch, I just assume like you know, and the barrier to entry for an attorney is, you know, thousands of dollars earned or something. Or you need to be rich and have enough money to just have an attorney kind of on retainer and pay them lots and lots and lots of money. That, at least that's how I feel about it. But if I knew an attorney, if there are any attorneys in the U.S. that are listeners and you want to take on a case, it seems like it would be cut and dry. But we're really looking at small claims court as the option. Now, they have another like day or two. They told him 72 hours. So, you know, fingers crossed that they come back on Thursday and they say, okay, you win. Here's your $2,500 back or whatever. And we'll be happy with that. If they just refund the cost of the two extra tickets he had to purchase, we will go away and we'll be happy. But, and it's his money, not mine. So, but I told him I would pay half of it if it ends up that it doesn't work out in his favor. I said, well, it was our trip and we always pay half and half when we travel. So I said, you know, I will pay half of that, but he doesn't want me to pay it until we figure out, like, he doesn't want me to, first of all, but he certainly doesn't want me to until he knows whether he's going to get a refund. So over the weekend, what did we do? I had a haircut on Saturday, so there wasn't, you know, we drove to St. Louis, as we do. And there's nothing exciting when I get, because I want to get home as soon as possible. I don't want to hang out in St. Louis. I don't want to do anything. I want to go. I want to get my hair cut. I want to come home. Like, that's just what I want to do. So Mark did go with me, and we got the haircut, and then we did buy kolaches at the place next to the haircut place. And I've described this before, but it's like a round dough ball with a savory filling inside of it. They're really good. And we always get the one that's Sloppy Joe. So they make like a Sloppy Joe meat and then they put it inside of this dough and it's really good. We didn't stop and eat at any restaurants. Well, I got breakfast on the way. Mark got a cookie and a brownie. And we ate it in the car and we got the kolaches and then we ate kolaches on the way back to snack. And then we stopped at Whataburger when we got home and, you know, kind of got our food. We did stop at the Filipino store. He stocked up on all the snacks, the rice vinegar that he gets, and then the soy sauce that he gets. So we did that. And then on Sunday, it was just your typical, again, nothing out of the ordinary. We had a really busy weekend last weekend with like fun stuff, but this weekend was just like chores, basically. I mowed the lawn and went to church. And that was about it. Like, nothing too exciting happened on the weekend. So that's about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.